Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed back with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy rollercoaster called life. Today's topic hits close to home, because let's face it, we all experience emotional pain at some point, right? Heartbreak, disappointment, loss, that crushing feeling when you trip and spill your latte all over yourself, yeah, we've been there. But here's the thing. Stoicism isn't about ignoring or suppressing those feelings. It's about understanding them, learning from them, and ultimately using them as fuel for growth. Think of it like this. Emotional pain is a bit like physical injury. You wouldn't just try to ignore a broken leg, would you? You seek treatment, rest, and allow yourself time to heal. Emotional pain deserves the same kind of care and attention. So how do we tap into that inner stoic strength to mend our emotional wounds? First off, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to bottle them up or pretend they don't exist. Allow yourself to feel the sadness, anger, frustration, whatever comes up. Recognizing and naming those emotions is the first step towards healing. Think of it like bringing a shadow into the light. Once you see it, you can start to understand it better. Next, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts without judgment. You know that feeling when you're replaying a conversation in your head over and over again? That spiral can really drag you down. Mindfulness helps you break free from those thought loops and bring yourself back to the present moment. Remember, dwelling on the past won't change anything, but focusing on what you can control now can empower you. Third, focus on what's within your control. We often get caught up in things we can't change, other people's actions, unexpected events, even the weather. But there are always things within our power to influence. Our reactions, our choices, our attitude. Shifting your energy towards those controllable aspects can make a world of difference. Think about it like this. You can't control whether it rains, but you can choose to wear an umbrella and enjoy the walk anyway. You can't control what others say or do, but you can choose how you respond. Fourth, remember that pain is temporary. Even the most intense emotional wounds will eventually heal. Time, self-compassion, and the support of loved ones can make a huge difference in this process. Don't be afraid to lean on your support system. Talking about your feelings can be incredibly cathartic. And finally, find meaning in your experiences. This might sound tough, but even painful experiences can teach us valuable lessons about ourselves, our resilience, and the world around us. What have you learned from this difficult time? What new strength or wisdom has emerged? Ever felt like you've been knocked down, but somehow came back stronger? That's the power of healing. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless, it's about facing our feelings head-on with courage and using them to build a more resilient and meaningful life. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, and suddenly, your boss pulls you aside and delivers some harsh criticism, you know, the kind that makes you question everything you do. It can be crushing. You feel embarrassed, maybe even angry. Your first instinct might be to react defensively or retreat into isolation. But what if, instead, you took a deep breath, acknowledged those feelings of hurt and frustration, and then consciously chose to respond with composure and understanding? What if you used this as an opportunity for growth by asking your boss for specific feedback on how to improve? Remember, stoicism isn't about avoiding conflict, it's about navigating it with grace and wisdom. So, my friends, remember this. Healing from emotional pain is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. Be kind to yourself along the way. Allow yourself to feel the full spectrum of emotions, but don't let them define you. And most importantly, keep moving forward one day, one step at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these stoic insights. Let's spread some wisdom and resilience together. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.